This is another production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Natural testosterone restoration. Although bioidentical testosterone hormone replacement therapy is an awesome option for a large number of men across the United States, there are a lot of natural ways to boost your testosterone production. No matter how old you are, the tips in this article will benefit you and help you maximize the benefits of your own testosterone. Whether 20 or 60, these tips are all guaranteed to improve your hormone health. Why consider natural methods before turning to treatment? Not everyone qualifies for therapy. Some men are too young. Other men have normal testosterone levels, but want to do everything they can to delay testosterone deficiency as long as humanly possible. Only men diagnosed with low T are approved for testosterone replacement therapy, but any man can take steps in his own life to promote a healthier hormone balance. Many doctors promote natural methods before they turn to hormone treatments. The majority of physicians will not prescribe testosterone without discussing your lifestyle choices and how they impact your hormone balance. There are a lot of healthy things that you can do to boost your natural testosterone production, and these methods may delay your need for testosterone hormone replacement therapy. Improving personal habits in combination with therapy yields profound rewards. Even if you decide to utilize testosterone patches, gels, or injections, these same steps that improve testosterone release still positively impact your health and amplify the effects of your hormone treatment. Remember that, although hormone replacement therapy can impact your life in a positive way, even if you don't change any aspect of your lifestyle, the only way that you can really maximize your health and wellness outcome is to become an active and conscientious participant in your own life. That's why we call ourselves the Conscious Evolution Institute. We recognize that it is a combination of our individual effort and high-quality medical supplementation that provides the highest life-changing outcomes that our patients desire. In this article, we will discuss a few things that you can do to encourage your body to produce more of its own testosterone. Get the sleep that your body needs. Sleep is one of the most important aspects of a healthy life, even though we only partially understand it. Sleep is a period of rest and rehabilitation that repairs the body after a long day of wear and tear. If you don't get the sleep that your body so desperately requires, your hormone balance will suffer significantly as a direct result. Two hormones that poor sleeping habits affect profoundly are testosterone and human growth hormone. When you don't get a full night's sleep, your body doesn't rehabilitate properly, and resources start to get reallocated as a result. Testosterone production is one of the first processes which get diverted. In one study, participants were forced to wake up after only 4 hours of sleep. Even after a single night of unabridged sleep, testosterone production dropped significantly. As a direct result of this relatively minor sleep deprivation, participants produced an average of 20% less testosterone. Research also shows that sleep apnea can contribute to severe testosterone deficiency over time. It appears that testosterone secretion is linked not only to length of sleep, but the quality as well. What can I do to sleep better? Choose to make restful sleep one of the central goals of your life. Take a weekend to figure out exactly how much sleep that your body needs for you to fully recuperate. This ranges from person to person, and changes dependent upon your age. Some men need 9 hours of sleep per night, whereas others wake up refreshed after only 7 hours of sleep. Just figure out what your body needs, and make every effort to fulfill that need. Take the time to truly appreciate the importance of good sleep, and the effect that it has upon your health. Sleep is equally as important as diet and exercise in regard to a happy, healthy, and productive life. If you are having trouble establishing a healthy sleeping pattern, think about turning to a therapeutic dose of melatonin about 45 minutes before bed. Also, limit your nighttime caffeine consumption. It takes 8 hours for caffeine to fully leave your system, so try to avoid drinking any caffeine in the evening hours preceding your chosen bedtime. Another way to encourage sleep is to eliminate sources of distraction from the bedroom. In this modern wired culture, cell phones, televisions, and laptops make it to where you have the world at your fingertips, even beneath a pile of blankets. Leave the toys in the living room. By establishing your bedroom solely as a place of rest, you turn your bedroom into a place of rest and relaxation rather than a playroom. If you have trouble sleeping well, even after a valid attempt at changing your habits, talk to a physician, because there are a number of options and treatments available that can help you solve the underlying issues which limit your ability to sleep. Work to maintain a healthy muscle-fat ratio. Testosterone production is significantly affected by the presence of adipose fat. The more of it there is, the harder it will be for your body to produce testosterone effectively. This is because fat cells produce an enzyme known as aromatase. Aromatase has the nasty habit of converting testosterone directly into estrogen. The types of fat cells that produce the highest levels of aromatase are known as adipose fat cells. The purpose of these fat cells is primarily to store the excess body fat in case times get tough and meals get lean. The problem is that in America, most people's problem is that they eat way too much food, not that they don't eat enough. Adipose fat is also the type of fat that creates the aesthetically displeasing shape associated with obesity. Adipose fat develops in the highest concentrations around the core of the body, leading to the pear shape so often associated with obesity. The stomach lumps out, and the hips, butt, and thighs grow larger as well. The more fat stored in these adipose fat cells, the more active that aromatase will be both in your cells and in your body at large, causing you to lose your ability to produce testosterone in a natural and healthy way. A certain level of estrogen production is necessary to promote optimal health, and that level of production is associated with an optimal body fat percentage. Study after study has shown that body fat percentage is the strongest indicator of testosterone production in younger males, dominant until age-related decline eventually has a greater impact later in life. Testosterone deficiency can also be stunted by poor eating habits. Testosterone production is bolstered by a healthy body, and if you starve yourself and don't maintain a healthy body mass, your testosterone production will suffer. Testosterone is generated from fat. It's just that excess pooled adipose fat counteracts the normal production of testosterone. Monounsaturated fats, saturated fats, and omega-3 and 6 fatty acids all play a role in testosterone production. Trans fats and polyunsaturated fats should be limited as much as possible, because they mostly contribute negatively to overall health. What can I do to correct testosterone deficiency caused by unhealthy body fat? Eat smart. If you are obese, talk to a diet specialist or start taking steps to change the way you eat. Avoid simple sugars and carbohydrates because they provide little in the way of nutrition, but they contribute to obesity more than any other food that you eat. In regard to meat, try to stick to lean meats such as chicken and fish in order to maintain your intake of protein and healthy fats while minimizing your overall intake of unhealthy forms of fat. Choose physical activities that promote healthy cardiovascular health. Start jogging 3 to 5 times a week. Start slow if you'd like and build up your tolerance to physical activity over time. If you are underweight, start eating more and focus on complex carbohydrates and proteins which maximize efficient caloric intake while promoting optimal health. Don't just stuff your face with unhealthy forms of fat, sugar, and bread, but choose foods that contribute to healthy nutrition while not putting a strain on your pancreas and cardiovascular system. Get physically active. One thing a lot of people don't realize is that testosterone regulation is controlled by a simple concept. If your brain recognizes that you need testosterone, it will work harder to meet the demands of the body. Nowhere is this more true than in the case of physical activity. If you live a sedentary lifestyle, then it becomes obvious to your brain that you don't really need testosterone. This is kind of true in the short term, but your body has no long-term concept of the detrimental effects of testosterone deficiency over time. In addition to this, the brain only recognizes that the body doesn't need testosterone to survive, but you will still suffer because your body won't produce the testosterone that it needs for you to have the energy to negotiate positive change or simply enjoy life. A sedentary lifestyle promotes a physiological system designed to stay in place. It's essentially like physics. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. In order to convince your brain that you need more testosterone, you'll have to make the first move and get active. Although muscles don't directly produce testosterone on their own, the signals sent to the brain and body when you work out encourage the release of greater levels of testosterone, as well as human growth hormone. Exercise convinces your hypothalamus that your body needs more muscle mass to survive, and it starts sending signals to amplify testosterone production. What can I do to increase testosterone with exercise? If you haven't been active in a long time, we suggest taking things slow. Below are some steps you can take to increase your testosterone production. Spend 20 to 30 minutes per day walking at a healthy and brisk pace. Walking speeds up your heart rate and can shock your muscles back to life. Over time, jog or run rather than just walk if you're physically capable. Start to incorporate lightweight training into your weekly routine. Just performing exercises with low levels of weight can have a very beneficial effect on your body. We also recommend resistance training utilizing bands or other tools. If you're unfamiliar with weight training, we suggest getting the advice of a trainer in your initial sessions. If you're reasonably healthy and just want to maximize your testosterone production, Focus on anaerobic exercises and moderate cardio over endurance training. Remember that testosterone production is promoted most effectively by anaerobic exercise. Incorporate short, frequent sprints into your runs, for example. Also, put a high emphasis on weight training rather than endurance-based cardio, focusing on high weights with low reps. Get a handle on your stress. Beyond fat and poor sleeping habits, there is nothing that contributes to low T like stress. The number one hormone associated with stress is cortisol. We don't intend to completely demonize cortisol, but for millions of people across America, cortisol production is not managed in a healthy way. Cortisol is not only produced as a result of physical indicators of stress, but by emotional and psychological sources as well. The primary goal of cortisol is simple. Cortisol encourages physiological changes meant to help you instantly adapt to short-term peaks of stimuli. It gets your body and mind amped up to make snap decisions. The change in physiological drive gives your body the ability to do a lot of things, from negotiating a business deal to dodging a punch in a fight, to thinking on your feet the first time you talk to a girl at the bar. The problem is that, due to the way that we're wired as human beings, we have a tendency to produce too much cortisol. One of the benefits of our large and advanced brains is that we are exceptional at managing and juggling long-term goals. The problem with this is that this management can cause us long-term stress. Stress that is essentially related to our own environment and self-perception. Cortisol is intended to help us manage short-term stress, but if we are not good at compartmentalizing and managing stress, then our bodies will make way too much cortisol. How does cortisol relate to testosterone production? The anxiety associated with the overproduction of cortisol is bad enough on its own, but it also has a severely negative effect upon the body's ability to create and distribute testosterone effectively. This is because testosterone and cortisol fight over the same pool of resources in terms of production. Depending upon the specific variables in your life, either testosterone or cortisol production will be dominant. There are a lot of issues which contribute to cortisol dominance, including obesity. Adipose fat cells have the ability to do a lot of things that are detrimental to the body in high doses. We are calibrated to be relatively lean creatures, so when our bodies store too much fat, from an evolutionary perspective, it trades long-term health for short-term survivability. When an individual is overweight, he puts his cortisol production out of balance. The more fat on the body, the more enzymes that are produced which build and activate cortisol, and this increase in production eats away at the body's ability to make enough testosterone. Anxiety. Psychological stress promotes the release of cortisol into the body as a response. Increased cortisol production leads directly to a decrease in testosterone production. This creates a negative feedback loop for testosterone, because testosterone does have the capacity to regulate stress, but cortisol eats away at testosterone secretion, inducing greater levels of stress and encouraging even greater cortisol secretion. Pain. Cortisol is one of the main hormones in charge of pain management. In terms of short-term sources of pain, this is a great thing. In combination with adrenaline, it lets you get out of a jam or get yourself into safety without realizing how much you're really hurting. The problem is that chronic pain causes cortisol levels to skyrocket. How to reduce stress? If you're having problems with stress, there are some simple things that you can do to reduce stress in your life. Try to spend 2 hours daily doing things that you enjoy that aren't related to your anxieties. Play music, watch a movie, read, or just talk with friends. Just do something that keeps your mind off of things that stress you out. Don't work yourself to death. Our bodies and minds have a limited amount of time that we can focus to tasks before we start to lose our edge. Try to stick with 7 to 10 hour days, tops, and try to be as effective as possible without straining yourself physically and psychologically. Think about engaging in some relaxation techniques. There are plenty of places where you can do yoga or work on meditation. For some people, prayer is even a form of meditation. Release that nervous energy in the gym. Physical activity is a fantastic way to cancel out some of the stress in your life while also promoting greater hormone balance. Know your medications. There are particular medications that can cause your testosterone production to drop. If you're having issues that you feel are related to testosterone deficiency, talk to your doctor if you are using any of the following medications. Glucocorticoids. Glucocorticoids are a class of drugs used for two primary purposes. They are used to suppress the immune system, and they are also used to reduce various forms of inflammation. They are commonly used for arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, and asthma, among many other medical conditions. Long-term use of these drugs do have an inhibitory effect upon testosterone production, however, leading to a number of symptoms such as high blood pressure, loss of bone mineral density, rapid weight gain, and loss of strength. Opioids. Opioids are a class of drugs which essentially imitate the function of endorphins by the human body. Opioids tend to be very strong medications used in order to treat chronic pain. They are commonly used in order to reduce pain of cancer and cancer treatments, as well as to mask the pain of rheumatoid arthritis. Medications such as codeine can be used as cough suppressants, and certain forms can be used to relieve anxiety attacks. There is some evidence that long-term opioid use can diminish overall well-being as a result of testosterone deficiency. Testosterone replacement therapy can be used to increase quality of life and normalize hormone levels. Anabolic steroids. Anabolic steroids are hormones used to encourage the body to build and repair body tissues. There are quite a few medical uses for this class of drugs, including the treatment of osteoporosis, anemia, body fat regulation, and muscle atrophy. Anabolic steroids can have the unfortunate side effect of reducing the body's capacity to produce testosterone, however. Anabolic steroids can send signals to the brain to reduce testosterone production as a result of the flux of other steroids present in the body. If you want to work on boosting your testosterone levels, don't just quit your medications. We do, of course, recommend against recreational use of any of these drugs, but in the case of opioid addiction, work with a specialist to try to eliminate your addiction, because opioids can be difficult and dangerous to quit alone if you are very addicted. In regard to medications that you are taking for a legitimate purpose, talk to your doctor about what you can do to simultaneously remain on important treatments while working on elevating your testosterone to normal levels. For most drugs, there are ways that you can make this work effectively. Or if the drugs are having too powerful of an effect on your hormone balance, there may be other effective medical options. Avoid testosterone supplements. If you want to boost your testosterone levels with supplements or medications, you're going to have to go to a physician and invest in the real thing. Over-the-counter supplements which claim to boost testosterone levels have very little benefit, if they provide benefits at all. Also avoid any product which claims to be testosterone that you can get without a prescription. Sometimes you'll see products that claim to be oral testosterone releasers. These simply are not effective. The hormone DHEA is available over the counter, but it is not recommended to take as a hormone to increase testosterone production. DHEA can provide a number of other valuable benefits, such as combating osteoporosis, increasing the likelihood of arousal for men with ED, and improving skin health, but it is not the same as testosterone and should not be thought of as a cheap testosterone booster. If you want to improve your testosterone levels naturally, rather than invest in various supplements in hopes of increasing testosterone production, just eat an intelligent diet which provides your body all of the essential nutrients that it needs for healthy function. Look up respected alternatives to the standard FDA-recommended daily allowances. RDAs are rough estimates of what your body needs to be healthy, but it does not necessarily encourage optimal nutritional intake to persist at your peak. If all else fails, don't be afraid of testosterone replacement therapy. If heeding all of this useful advice does not improve your T levels sufficiently, don't be afraid to talk to a doctor. Testosterone deficiency is a real and detrimental medical condition, which doesn't always respond to treatment. In fact, the older that you get, the less likely that your body will be able to produce the natural testosterone that your body needs to ensure optimal health and vitality. If you're interested in physician-monitored bioidentical testosterone hormone replacement therapy, we encourage you to contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Even if testosterone replacement isn't right for you, we will use a client-centered approach to do what we can to help you optimize your hormone balance in order to maximize your health and vitality. This article was a production of HGH.TV and the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit HGH.TV or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you very much.